Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
BJ's Wholesale Club makes holiday hosting so easy, we called in Thanksgiving's original host to talk about it.
Pilgrim here. We could have used BJ's back in the day. Imagine stepping off a boat, then foraging for your first Thanksgiving. It's a whole new world now. BJ's brings Thanksgiving right to your door with free same-day delivery on your first order of $100 or more. We're talking turkey, squash, pies, all at prices so good they'll knock the buckle right off your hat.
For terms, visit BJ's.com/Thanksgiving and get the same great savings online as in-club.
This episode is brought to you by State Farm. Listening to this podcast? Smart move. Being financially savvy? Smart move. Another smart move? Having State Farm help you create a competitive price when you choose to bundle home and auto. Bundling. Just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Anybody, anywhere.
It's time to take command with former NFL tight end Logan Paulson.
This pass caught by Paulson, the tight end.
And from 106.7 The Fan, Grant Paulson.
Welcome in to Take Command after the Commanders lose a heartbreaker in overtime. 16-13 to the Dolphins in Madrid. Just an absolutely crushing loss that it felt like several times over they had a great chance to win throughout the ball game. Kedrick, this was one of those games watching, and I guess I should let people know Logan Paulson is in Madrid. Kedrick Olsen's filling in, longtime member of the Washington Redskins defensive line. I'm Grant Paulson. You can subscribe, rate, and review to the pod wherever you get your audio, and, of course, download us, 106.7 The Fan, Team 980 YouTube channels for video. Kedrick, it felt to me like a who wants to win the game late. Like, you've got giveaways, and I know how hard the guys are playing. You can see it. But it's a fourth and goal, and the Dolphins aren't kicking. And then the Commanders get the ball. They get this big explosive. And then with no timeouts, they run the ball. And then in 56-yard field goal range, they start seemingly settling for the long field goal when they've got a guy who struggles from 50-plus. There were so many things about the end of this game that I just wanted to take a bat to my shins. It was hard to watch.
Bizarre when you really think about it. Bizarre. And as I'm watching the game, I'm trying to figure out, is somebody going to win this game or is somebody going to lose it, right? And that's really what it boiled down to. And that torch was handed on both sidelines. You know, like you said, at one point, McDaniels, with as creative as he is on offenses, just runs a little duo inside zone three times in a row with what seemed to have points on the board. And by the way, they could have kicked the field goal. And then same thing with the Commanders. You know what I mean? So obviously, the ups and downs of the game, a different country, so on and so forth. But throughout that game, it was like, is somebody going to win it or is just somebody going to lose it?
Yeah, and it certainly felt like, and maybe this is just the homer in me, I guess, viewing it from the Washington perspective, but it did feel more like a Commander's loss when you think about, as well as Mariota played, we'll get into that, the bad interception in overtime. When you think about getting the ball back with 4 minutes left after the maybe the best defensive series of their season, and certainly of the last 5 or 6 weeks, where they get, you know, a second down drop from Waddle, a third down sack, they go three and out, you think, oh my goodness, as soon as the Dolphins got the ball, you were worried they're going to go win the game. Now the Commanders with 4 minutes left are getting back to win it themselves. Sandra still puts the ball on the carpet as the punt returner in for a banged up Jalen Lane. And so you go through different moments of this game, Kedrick, and it just felt like they're giving you gifts here. They're running it from the 1 yard line. The only thing you can really do well on the interior is Javon Kinlaw's size, throwing people around. They're not going to the edges. They're not throwing the football. And you just couldn't accept the gift. It felt more like a loss. But let's go through some of the specifics here. Let's start on defense, because I actually thought Dan Quinn taking over as play caller for Joe Witt, this was a much better defensive effort. Seemed like they tackled better on the outside. I thought you felt Jordan McGee's speed and his physicality on the edge, getting H-hand to the ground in the open field a couple of times. They had a couple of blitzes I haven't seen, a corner blitz from Jonathan Jones that got home. They had three sacks all on third down, which were huge drive killers. Obviously, you only give up the 16 points in an overtime game with two goal line stands at the 1 or 2 yard line. But this was a much more noticeable, loud effort, I would say, with like good positives to take out of this defensive performance.
Yeah, you know, I mean, obviously Coach Quinn is known for his defenses. He's coordinated one of the most famous defenses in the NFL in the Legion of Boom and that run that Seattle had with Bobby Wagner that's there. And so what you saw was a group that was confident in the game plan that they had, right? Obviously, Miami does some things from motions, from matchups, from, you know, giving you a lot of eye candy, but they were confident in how they wanted to approach it. And really good job by them. You know what I mean? Did they give up some yardage? Did they give up some plays? Absolutely. But that's going to happen in an NFL. But what you really like about it is they didn't count on their front four. I'm going to count's the wrong word, but they didn't solely depend on their four down defensive linemen to get pressure on the quarterback. And they put Louvu looked like he was in a few different spots this game that he may not have been in throughout the year. And, you know, obviously their production showed itself by keeping an explosive offense pretty much contained for most of the game.
Did you notice a difference in terms of scheme, play calling, kind of how Dan Quinn went about his business comparative to Joe Witt Jr.?
You know, without looking at, you know, the game film, without the emotion of it and looking at the tight copies, what it looked like was he was just always trying to stay a step ahead of McDaniels. They obviously have a relationship. Obviously, McDaniels worked with Quinn in Atlanta, so he kind of knows his thinking. They kind of both know each other, so that's the cat and mouse game, the game within the game. But he kept them off balance, right? One thing about playing good defenses is you don't want to react to everything. You kind of want to dictate a few things, and it looked like defensively, Washington was on the offensive a little bit today, whereas in previous weeks, it looked like they were kind of just playing catch-up to what the offenses were giving to them.
I agree with that. I thought they were more aggressive. And look, it's not a blitz rate thing because their blitz rate's actually been one of the highest in the NFL all season. They've been top six looking at it even the last couple weeks, kid. So it's not like it's just that you're dialing up more. But I thought some different pressure packages that were harder to kind of decipher. You know, you watch these Amazon Prime Thursday night games, and they now have this technology where they put a circle around the guy that they think is blitzing or whatever. With Washington, I think you could kind of tell most of the time if it's coming from the interior with Bobby or somebody's mugging up on the edge. That Jonathan Jones blitz was awesome from the slot. I've not seen that this year, and it really surprised Tua, and they got a sack. Here's another question about the defense, though, because I think Quinn did a good job. I thought they, with like a skeleton crew, so to speak, all the injuries, I thought they played their best defensive game in some time. Some of that might be that this is the worst quarterback they played in a few weeks or the worst offense, and there's some context to it. But I think you give them credit for how they played, and especially on the goal line, how they handled themselves. But I also wonder, we've been saying this constantly, help them out, keep them off the field, like run more plays on offense, sustain some drives, get some time of possession. They were only on the field for something like 12 minutes in the first half. I think for the game, it was around 28, 29 minutes. But you won in time of possession. You out-snapped Miami 33-19 in the first half and 64-54 in the game. I thought that was a big key to this. It didn't quite happen as much at the end of the game when they got worn down because of the turnovers, frankly, on the Mikey Sanristel muffed punt and on the overtime quick turnover from Mariota. But otherwise, like when it was just the offense and the defense out there, I thought Washington's offense keeping their defense off the field, regardless of who's calling plays, made them way, way, way more capable today.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the least amount of plays you play defensively more times than not is a good thing, because that's less opportunities that the offense gets to go out there and show production. But, you know, hats off to Quinn and Kingsbury. They realize where they're at this year. You know what I mean? Last year, they could score at the drop of a dime. They were a very explosive offense. Therefore, the number of plays they got kind of gave them more opportunities to go out there and score points. Now, with a defense that has been on the field a tremendous lot, an offense that hasn't shown that explosive capability, what do? You run the football, you kind of take your shots, but you want to control the time of possession to help your defense out so that they're not overly exposed play in and play out.
Kedrick Golston in for Logan Paulson on Take Command. We give you three episodes every single week. Logan will have a film review on the game on Tuesday. We'll have a film preview every Thursday of the upcoming game, and we'll do more of a bigger picture deep dive into both sides of the ball on the season, because the bye week now looms in this Thursday's episode, but we'll get you multiple episodes in the bye week as well. So make sure you keep it locked in to Take Command. Right now we're breaking down the Commanders and the Dolphins from early morning Sunday Madrid kickoff to the NFL Week 11 slate. We'll get into the Madrid element of this game in a bit. But finishing up on the defensive side, a few things. When Javon Kinlaw makes plays, they're so impressive. I want you to talk D-tackle play with me, because you did it at such a high level against the run for so many years. Kinlaw, five tackles in this game. You felt him on the goal line. He had a huge third down stuff. He made some really massive stands and turnaround plays at the line of scrimmage. But I still, kid, I can't help but also point this out. On some of these big gash runs by Achane, you know, he's getting sucked the gap over, or I don't know what the exact fit's supposed to be, but they're running exactly where he was, and he's not still occupying that spot, and he's kind of reaching out with his hand. So it's very inconsistent for me. Like, his good is as good as any D-tackle right now that you'll see, but there's also a lot of plays where teams are running on them, and it's right where he would have been.
Yeah, I mean, like you said, when his flash plays are as good as they come, you know what I mean? He's a quick, twitched up guy, like we say in this business, that has a ton of length. If you was to build a defensive tackle in a lab, Kinlaw is the one that would come out. But that being said, sometimes some of the positive things he does ends up putting stress on the defense. So what we call him in the business is vertical seams, right? So if he's got the offensive guard knocked up the field 3 or 4 yards, but the tackle or defensive end opposite of him does not have that same penetration and is not squeezing it, then you put a lot more stress on the back end, whether that's a safety that's rolled down, whether that's an inside linebacker, to create more space, right? So kind of in elementary terms, if he was just to lock out on the line of scrimmage, it would build more of a wall versus creating that vertical seam. That being said, you pay him to make negative plays, and yeah. It's kind of one of those things where I kind of like to go back to what we know, right? Like when I was here, there was a difference between the way Chris Baker played the three technique versus Stephen Bowen, right? And so those reps that he's going to get with some of the, with Newton, you know what I mean? Without having pain, right? Everybody plays it a little bit differently versus off of their vertical push versus if they're just going to play heavy hands on the line of scrimmage. And so there's a little bit of nuance to that. And then obviously the linebackers, you don't know kind of what eye candy or what McDaniels was doing from a motion standpoint to get them to hesitate in flowing downhill to that gap. So it's one of those things where you live with the production because you know for every play that he might give up or might create some stress on the defense, he's going to get those negative type plays where it be tackle for losses, holding calls, which he had today, and quarterback sacks.
Yeah, I also wonder, he had the hold, to your point, that he drew on the Von Miller sack in the second half that was a really nice pass rush up the field. At 6'5", 320, I also wonder, like, I think about this from a pitching standpoint in baseball. The taller the pitcher, the harder it is for him to repeat his delivery. So a lot of times you'll see with like a 6'7", 6'8", 6'9", pitcher, the bigger guys in the sport, they'll spray it a little bit. Sometimes control and command's not there. He's so big, I wonder if, like, pad level's always an issue at that size, like that guys can get under you and move you a little bit because he's 6'5". Like there's not that many D tackles that look like him.
Yeah, I mean, he's got great length. You know what I mean? Obviously, you could go back. Any defensive lineman could play lower. You always are searching for that perfect hand placement. But early on when the Dolphins got some runs, from the front side of the play, meaning the point of attack, where the direction of the play was going, he would get great knockback, but you wouldn't get that same kind of squeeze and surge from the nose guard or the backside defensive lineman. And some of that could have been scheme-wise. I mean, we played in a game against Andy Reid, you know, years ago where he would zone the front side and man base the backside, right? To naturally create those type of gashes that you see, right? And so sometimes if you understand defense alignment's rules and their gaps, you can manipulate it where people can be right, but it ultimately causes a lot of stress on the front seven.
Eddie Goldman, a team high, 2 tackles for loss of the 6 that the Commanders had collectively. The only pass defended batted ball was Bobby Wagner in the end zone on a 4th and goal on a throw to Jaylen Waddle on a 4th and 1 from a yard from the end zone. Frankie Louvu had 5 tackles, showed up big time on another 4th and goal at the end of the game with just a couple of minutes to go. And I did like how Jordan McGee in space tackled Devin Achane on multiple occasions, showing his speed, the ability to run from the linebacker position, which has been sorely missed. But they did not generate takeaways. And against Tua, who's one of the league leaders in picks, and against a Dolphins team that has been known to put the ball on the ground, not being able to get any ended up being a real difference maker today as they were -2. In the end, Achane wore him down. You know, he got off to a really fast start. I think he had almost 70 yards on his first 6 carries or something. And then they didn't really get back to him because they didn't have a lot of plays. Like Tua had 7 pass attempts in the first half. As I said, they only had 33 plays total. Most of the second quarter, Achane had only a carry or two because they just didn't have the reps, the snaps. But 21 for 120 on the ground. He went for 45 through the air. So we expected a big Devin Achane day against this defense, and we got it. One thing that you see now, and I know they don't have Dietrich Wise and Dorrance Armstrong, and they're missing 4 defensive ends, Javonte Jean-Baptiste among them. They're struggling to set an edge, Kedrick. Like every toss is a problem. Every stretch run feels like it hits. How do they fix that going forward? Because the secret's out, and teams like Miami kind of abuse them in that way early today.
Yeah, I mean, kind of the new thing in the NFL has been these condensed splits, whether it be with receivers or tight ends or fullbacks, right? And so they look really similar to a bunch, right? But it gives, it gives tight ends, receivers a really good angle on those edge defenders, right? I could think of one where Preston Smith, that I know really well, had made a living setting edges, right? Just doesn't have the angle or the surface to go out there and to stop the offensive player's body to set that edge, right? So as soon as he gets that, you know, when I say outside in contact, meaning from the ball, right, not to mention you have an offensive tackle coming at you, it kind of puts those edge defenders in a bind, right? So that's kind of the evolution or how the outside zone has kind of evolved, right? Whereas you used to just be able to just knock a guy back or set an edge. Now with those condensed splits by those receivers and tight end body types, now you're able to come in and crack that edge defender and to continue to keep a surge so there's no hard surface for the rest of the defense to pile up against.
They did a good enough job, it felt like, on Jalen Waddle, who came in, one of the hottest receivers in the league. He had 3 for 52. He did have two pretty clear drops in this game as well. Would have been more like maybe 5 for 65. But even still, comparative to what had been happening against the top receivers they were facing, I think you'll take that. Looked like Mikey Sanders still got bounced outside again in this game. Now, that's been a big question, right? Last year, Sanders still was so good. He was an outside corner. You know, he was drafted in the nickel out of Michigan. They thought he was going to be this, you know, player on the interior. And then because of injuries, they basically pushed him outside. He ended up starting with that Bengals game, really taking off and becoming one of the better young outside boundary corners in the league. This year, he's been back in the nickel. It's been a real struggle. It's a tougher position to play, Kedrick. You could expound upon that. But after the Lattimore injury, a couple weeks ago, everyone said, okay, well, maybe they'll move him back outside. And they didn't. They brought in Jonathan Jones, let him play outside, kept Sanders still inside. Well, now you subsequently lose another corner for the season in Trey Amos. So both your outside corners are gone. So they didn't have a choice but to move Sanders still back outside. And it feels like his rookie year all over again. I know today, very obviously with the lost fumble on the punt, he's going to be in the fan doghouse again, so to speak. But at least defensively, felt like getting back to what he did last year, he was able to do some decent things.
Yeah, I mean, that nickel spot, it takes a special type of player, not only in the passing game, but you're really counted on in the run fit and some of the cracker place reads like we talked about with the outside zone. But, you know, I dumb it down just to say that if you're outside, you're only really covering one side of the field, right? You have the sideline as a 12th defender, right? So you can only get so many routes with so many route combinations. Whereas when they put you in the slot in that nickel position, now you got bodies coming from all around, all over the place, right? So you can't really cheat on leverage outside of understanding what the defensive call is and understanding how offenses are trying to attack you. So it's kind of one of those positions where when you find somebody that can do it at a high level or at least understands it so that it can give some of that flexibility with different types of blitz packages and paths, you want to have that. But like you said, with the injuries that they had really to their defensive line and now their secondary, they're just trying to keep this thing patched up. And so Coach Quinn obviously has a lot of faith in him knowing what to do and going out there and trying to compete while he's doing it.
All right, so let's get to the offensive side of the ball. Kedrick Golston is with me filling in for Logan Paulson, who's in Madrid. Grant Paulson with you on Take Command, breaking the Commanders and the Dolphins down shortly after the end of a 16-13, really disappointing and disheartening overtime loss for Washington. I want to start the offensive conversation with the sequence at the very end of the game, Kid, because I was so baffled by it. And I want to know if it made any more sense to you. So it was first and 10 from the Miami 40-yard line with basically a minute to play after Washington was able to get a huge catch and run from Jacoby Jones on what was his first play and contribution of the season as a wide receiver off the practice squad. And it felt like, okay, you're going to have this like heroic moment from this guy kind of out of obscurity. He has this catch and run for 25 yards wide open, ran a really good kind of like a, you know, stick route. It looked like he was running inside, whipped it back outside.
Yeah, it's called a whip route.
Yeah, whips it back outside. And then he comes back outside for 25, catch and run, right? First and 10 from the 40. They run the ball, no problem. Time is ticking, though. There's 57 seconds left. They get 2 yards to the 38. They don't snap it again for over 23 seconds, it looks like. This is one of the fastest teams in the league in terms of getting plays off. They go from about a minute to 25 seconds, 57 seconds at the 2 yard run. Their next snap is with 25 seconds to go, and Mariota throws incomplete on a near interception at Chosen. So now it's 3rd and 8 with 22 seconds left, and they go for it all on this deep shot on a post down the field to Chris Moore. So now it's 4th and 8 from the 38, and they kick a 56-yard field goal. So you're talking about from 57 to 15 seconds remaining, 42 seconds. They ran three plays, and they got 2 yards. the chances of them winning, if you look at the numbers, first and 10 from the Miami 40 have to be astronomical. And then they kind of squander it over three plays with a guy who's made half as many field goals as he's attempted this year from 50 plus. And they settle for 56 like they got Brandon Aubrey on the sideline. What am I missing?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Experience a membership that backs what you're building with American Express Business Platinum. Enjoy complimentary access to the American Express Global Lounge Collection and a welcome offer of 200,000 points after you spend $20,000 on purchases on the card within your first 3 months of membership. American Express Business Platinum. There's nothing like it. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/business-platinum.
You know, I think if you rewind it even back a few plays like that, Mike McDaniels, the Dolphins head coach, was calling his timeouts, right? Understanding that the Commanders probably would score. And so how much time would his offense have to go down there and score? So I think they got, obviously, all speculation, right? And to your point, after that big play, we're thinking, oh, you know, we're just going to get a few more yards, kick a field goal, where it didn't work that way. But to the point of only running three plays in 45 seconds, the fear would be that they would give the Dolphins the ball back with time left on the clock and that they would have to defend, right? So it seems in this modern, really analytical type space we're in football that they wanted to try to milk as much time off the clock so the defense wouldn't have to go out there and just kick the field goal, right? But to your point, there's obviously a lot of detail to that with a kicker that has been inconsistent at best, especially on some of the longer kicks. But, you know, I'm sure he hits that kick in practice all the time and with execution, you know, and if he hits that kick, then we're not having this conversation right now. So that's what I think happened. I think they were just trying not to give the Miami Dolphins back the ball with any time to keep the defense off the field.
So 0 for 2 from 50 plus today, 4 for 8 from the season for Matt Gay. I'm going to go back to a few plays you talked about because there were other again, just flummoxing things that I don't really understand about that drive. So they get the ball first and 10 from the three after the goal line stand because they get a loss of two on Gordon, knock him back from the one to the three. And then on first and 10, deep drop into the end zone for Mariota. He throws the shot in the middle of the field to Deebo Samuel. Couldn't tell the route concept from TV, but maybe like a deep over or dig or something. He's standing flat-footed, makes the catch, turns on the burners. He goes and gets 28. So they're up to the 31-yard line. 26 seconds goes off the clock. They got no timeouts. Drive starts at 141. There's 115. Please explain the run to me on the next play. Like, I see runs in these drives all the time when you need one or two for a first down and you're just trying to make sure you get the first down. Let's go. There's no timeouts. You're not in field goal range or even in the plus territory. You're at your own 31-yard line, and they ran the ball, which I didn't get. That's when the Dolphins called the timeout because I think Mike McDaniel, after 1 yard on 2nd and 9, was like, well, shoot, okay. Well, let's try to get the football back. I didn't get the timeout from Miami. Like, again, this is one of these mind-blowing sequences in football. Now, I get what the Dolphins are trying to do is get the ball back, but it's not 3rd and 9, it's 2nd and 9. So I thought you just helped Washington because they don't have time and they're lollygagging. Now they're running the football. But regardless, 2nd and 9, that's when they come out and they actually hit a 3-yard pass to Ertz. So it's now 3rd and 6. And you're going, really? Okay. You got to the 31. 2 plays later, you got 5 yards. What are we doing here? Miami bangs its final timeout. And on 3rd and 6, they kind of luck out with that little whip route. Going so well, 25 yards, and now you're in business, and it's like, okay, nothing mattered. You're going to kick the game-winning field goal. But then they get another sequence, and it just felt bungled, 1st and 10 from the 40. So to your point, you said go back even a few more plays. That was the whole sequence on that drive.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes
Did
when
you
things
– Do you like me at all where you're watching going like – this is craziness. Like, this game is drunk.
I mean, like you said, throughout really the whole game, you know, to me, the international games are really cool, the spectacle, but it's kind of got an eerie feeling to it just based off of I really can't explain it. I don't know if it's the crowd noise or whatever the internet feel is, but it's kind of got this different kind of feel. That being said, it was bizarre that it didn't really seem like everything was kind of fitting the way we would expect it to feel if that game would have been played in Landover at 1 o'clock, right? Of how teams was going to go about going through these type of sequences and stuff like that. So I think sometimes you can outsmart yourself. Obviously, Coach Quinn and McDaniels are really competent football coaches. They know what they're doing, right? So they have all these things going through their head, but when they don't work out the way that you would think they should work out, then now we talk about it, you know, for minutes and days and hours at a time. You know, so I really don't know what to say outside of, you know, with the coaches upstairs, maybe they saw something that thought they could, you know, they had the numbers to run the ball, right? They obviously didn't want to turn it over right there. And they had a good, they had been doing a good job with Rodriguez and Merritt all day kind of running the ball when they needed to. So maybe they just wanted to kind of establish some of that physicality that they had shown earlier in the game.
Look, and I know, okay, you're a former player. It's so disrespectful to when people say things like, oh, it looks like nobody wants to win the game. I know that's not a real thing, and that's not how it works, and the players are working their asses off. But it did, from a coaching standpoint to me at points, you're going, I get that both of these teams are 3-7, but are they – not that concerned about winning this football game because of the record and where they're headed this season? And I don't think it's draft position this early in the year. I mean, there's still 7 weeks to go. I understand that that's not the reality, and I hate when people say that. But watching the game with some of McDaniel's decision-making, definitely on the goal line and, you know, a couple of things he was doing with Dan Quinn, and you're just going, if your goal is to win the game, you got a funny way of showing it right now. Like, there were just a lot of different things that happened that were odd. I'll chalk some of it up to it being overseas, as you said, and the the quirkiness of the environment, which we'll get into in more detail. Offensively, a few things that we can hit on that were positive. So Mariota makes the really bad throw at the end for the interception in overtime. Just doesn't see a guy. But I thought, for the most part, I know that's a game changer, He was really good again. Ends up 20 of 30 for 213, a touchdown and a pick. If you're grading him on the scale of a backup quarterback, you know, that's a pretty excellent showing. If you're grading him on a normal quarterback scale, that's a very, very solid, winnable outing. You can win a lot of games playing that way. He rips off a run in this game of 44 yards to go along with what he did as a passer. Here's an interesting stat that I think Commanders fans will be surprised by. The five longest runs by a Commanders quarterback this season, Kedrick, 44 Mariota today, 25 Mariota against Dallas, 22 Mariota against Atlanta, 22 Mariota against the Raiders, and then Jaden Daniels' long of the year, 18 against the Bears. Their four longest runs have come from Marcus Mariota. He can operate as a runner as well, and he did that today. Costly pick in overtime. You can't say because of that that it was a winning outing, but otherwise I thought he did everything he could to give them a shot.
Yeah, I mean, he played well enough until he didn't, you know, and one play doesn't win or lose you the game, but in that situation, overtime, it's tough, right? Because it looked like the right read, but just poor ball placement, right? That ball has to be out in front of Ertz, and he knows that as good as anybody, you know, and you just cannot have turnovers like that in overtime. I believe it was the first play of offense, right? And he knows that more than anybody because that's just too hard to overcome. So the field gets flipped. The Dolphins come down with all the momentum and, you know, they kick the field goal to win. So, yes, did he play well enough to win? Backup starter, regardless of whatever, he made some plays. But in that situation, you just cannot turn the football over at that point in the game. You know what I mean? Being overtime, you just can't make that throw and have an interception.
They finally got their run game going. It had been over a month since the Commanders could run the football with running backs, especially. I mentioned the 44-yarder from Mariota, who goes for almost 50 in the game. But Chris Rodriguez averaged over 5 a pop, had a long of 17. Really nice jump cut off left tackle to bounce it in toward the guard and get up the field. He went for 79 on 15 carries. Bill had a nice 10-yard run, finally got him in space on a toss, which a lot of us have been asking for him outside the tackles. He had 28 yards in the game. So all-purpose rushing, a 200-net-yard performance for Washington, 207 passing and 172 net rushing for them in this game for 6 yards per play. As effective in terms of efficiency, yards per play stuff, as they've been on offense during this 6-game losing streak.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know, I mean, specifically to the running game, I mean, early on in the season, we all wanted Bill to get more touches, right? And that probably was unfair to Rodriguez, being that they seem to do things really well, even though they kind of have different styles. And maybe, right, with the different tempos in which they run the ball, that could have added another element for defenses to kind of have to spend time working on, that they can do some things similar, but the fresher that they are, the more productive that it could be. So Rodriguez, I thought, ran the ball hard. I thought he broke tackles. I thought, you know, he was almost like a tone setter for us, you know, offensively. But when you're down, some of the weapons were down in McLaurin, you know, his ability to take the top off of defense is right, and then allow Debo to do things. We're a wounded offense. Guys are going out there, they're competing. Opportunities are being presented for players that might not be household names. But I like what they did from a running standpoint, and they produced offensively well enough to win a football game, except for that turnover late in the game.
Yeah. And also, you know, let's face it, it's 13 points, right? So for all the good that they did, and some of this is just how you fare when you get to the red zone, like they went 6 of 13 on third down. They stayed on the field. They won time of possession. They outsnapped Miami. They ran for 170 yards. They had a couple hundred yards passing. They went for 6 yards per play, which would get you, generally speaking, you know, into the top 10 or so conversation in the NFL at the end of the year. All of these things were wins, but you ended up scoring 13 points. So when they got to the red zone, they were 0 for 3. When they got to goal to go, they were 0 for 1. And the elephant in the room, you missed 2 field goals. We talked about the 56-yarder at the end of the game that could have helped win the thing. But beyond that, you know, they missed a earlier 50-yard field goal from Matt Gay as well. His only make was from 26 and from 30 in the game. It was 2 for 4. So, you know, if he hits the two that he misses, now we're talking about, you know, 19 points and a win in regulation. But 13 is just not going to win nearly as often in this league as you need to keep people from getting angry about your offense. One other guy that should be highlighted is Debo Samuel. This was his best game in weeks. 8 targets, 7 catches, 74 yards and a touchdown. Logan and I talk on Take Command a lot about Debo. Debo is not a separator. You know, Debo's not one of these guys who's like going to route you up, right? He's not just a traditional receiver who's going to go like break you down and get open with footwork or something. But at his best is what you saw on that touchdown. Get him the ball around the line of scrimmage with a full head of steam. Let him get downhill like a big physical running back. And then, you know, let him bob and weave and kind of decipher things at the second and third level. And that's exactly what he did for that 20-yard touchdown catch and run. But this was a lot like what we saw against the Chargers, against the Falcons, you know, against the Giants in week one. This was Debo at his best, the reason they gave up the 5th-round pick and went and got him.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Debo has always been classified as a football player, right? They could line him up in the backfield. They gave him jet sweeps. They throw him bubble screens. You know, he could, you know, what he makes is competitive tested catches, right? You don't see him running free outside if he's just competing for the ball when it's in the air. And that's what you want to get. He's a playmaker. He's a guy that once he gets around the end zone more times than not gets in there. But, you know, he's battled some injuries this year, right? There's been inconsistency not only in games from a rep standpoint, but practice, right? And so when a player's battling injury, you don't, you know, everybody just thinks about, oh, he only missed one game or he missed 2 games, so on and so forth. But you might be talking about in the midst of him battling injury, playing, not playing, you know, missing, you know, not consistently practicing for a month, right? And so you factor in the number of reps somebody would miss out in a month from a route running, from plays, from the quarterback getting him the ball, man, that really, I believe, is the more significant thing, especially that, you know, it happened kind of in that early, and now we're kind of in that midpoint of the year, right? So hopefully, you know, he's you know, coming out of that and he's getting healthy. I'm not going to say at the right time, but a healthy Deebo Samuels is a guy that you can still win a lot of football games with. So hopefully some of those injuries are behind him and now they can just start moving forward with him day in and day out in practice so that they can know, one, he's going to be available, two, be able to scheme up ways to get him the ball so that we do see him rumbling down the field, scoring a lot of touchdowns for the Commanders.
Kedrick Golston, Grant Paulson on Take Command here. Here's a question. You played so long in the league and practiced for so many years. Every single week, it feels like Zach Ertz is getting a false start penalty. And there's been weeks where he's got a couple of them. And he's such a smart guy, and he's so intuitive and cerebral. It just stuns me. Could that be a factor of him missing so much practice time? Like, they give the veteran rest days and the NIR stuff, you know, non-injury-related designation. If you practice a lot less, does that show up in procedural penalties, or is it just a – is that a too easy an excuse and it's just a concentration thing? Like, how does that happen for a guy like him so consistently?
I mean, Zach is a future Hall of Famer, right? He's going to be – go down as one of the best tight ends ever to play this game. You know, he's obviously a super veteran, right? And so I'm never going to say somebody doesn't need to practice, but that being said – you know, you want to be able to conserve his reps for the game, right? Because obviously the older you get, the longer it takes to recover. You know, in his situation, you know, I don't know him personally, not making excuses for him, but you just, you know, it could just be as simple as just a lack, a loss of concentration in that moment. You know what I mean? And if that's something where, you know, he feels as though, you know, him not hearing those cadences in full speed in that full speed environment in practice he needs to get, then I'm assuming him and Coach Quinn will get that together. You know, and sometimes cadences get thrown off with movement and motion. And he did have the offsides penalty or the false start today. I don't know if there was any movement, any motions, any shifts, or so on and so forth. But sometimes cadence does change off of that. But he's played plenty enough football that you don't really worry about him as far as the non-reps affecting him from a procedure standpoint. It's just, you know, it really boils down to just a lack of concentration. Or sometimes you just so badly want to make a play, right? Like that, this is the play that we've been repping. We got to look in practice. The ball's coming to me, and you just, you know, jump the gun a little bit.
Much better job today overall. 6 penalties for 31 yards for the Commanders in this 16-13 overtime loss to the Dolphins. All right, so I'm going to give a couple things I want to see, you know, as we move forward here, slash just that I think they need, and then we can close it out with your thoughts on maybe what you feel like they're missing when you watch or what you want to see. But, you know, speaking of Ertz, there was a play, and I thought he played well today. But he had this nice catch middle of the field where he immediately went into a baseball slide as if they're conserving time. And I'm going, bro, you could run for another 15 yards. I'm not saying you're Travis Kelce in his prime and you're going to run away from everybody. But there's two defenders. You could split and keep going, and they tackle you from behind, and you're getting another 10, 12, 14 yards. But that is kind of what he is. He is very valuable, and he's reliable, and he's a third-down war daddy, and he can break dudes down and get open in the middle of the field. But he's a catch and fall guy. They need someone after the catch at that position next year with some speed that can push the field vertically. And I would say the same about receiver. You know, the Deebo stuff's kind of designed. The touchdown was on a center screen. You know, you got to get him moving downhill, as I said. But especially with the injuries, it's been exposed. You know, Terry coming back will help for sure when and if that happens, and hopefully throughout all of next year he's on the field. But they need more twitch. They need some wiggle. Like Achane, I know he's unique and elite, and there's very few guys like him in the league. But they got no one that makes it look like that. You know, Chris Rodriguez, every blade of grass is earned, and he's a battering ram who's going helmet to helmet with people in the trenches. Bill runs a million miles an hour, and he's a very exciting player. Was very high on him early, and I think he'll get back to doing good things. But they need weapons and speed. And I don't just mean on offense. I would say both sides of the ball. You know, linebacker, they need to get faster. So I watched this game with Miami, and it just shows up at points. They just don't have enough. Like, you had the Mariota 44-yarder, and then you had the 25-yard catch and run by Jacoby Jones at the end. Other than that, there's not really guys in space sprinting at any point. And that's not a good sign. So that's something I want to look out for more as we get closer to the end of the season. And I think should be a priority going into the offseason. Give me something you'd like to see.
Yeah, it's funny you pointed out the urge play because I thought the same thing. Obviously, he's a super smart player. Maybe he thought the safety was closer than he was, but I definitely thought that him catching that ball, great ball, him running full speed, maybe he splits those two guys. Who knows? I believe that was a hard tackle for the secondary. And Coach Quinn has talked about playing with speed and like you said, more twitch on both sides of the ball, offensively, you know, and defensively. Going as a former player, I still believe there's still a lot of football to be played. I think moving forward, you know, in this season, nothing has been easy for you offensively, right? And so you got to try to get every blade of grass you can get, right? And so sometimes if you're dead to right, if you're a quarterback, right, you get the first down, you run out of bounds, right? But for receivers, for tight ends, for running backs, right, like you need to for people to know that you're not just going to fall down when people get close to you, right? Like you're going to try to run through tackles. You're going to compete for every yard when it presents itself. And defensively, you know, just keep swarming to the ball, right? Keep swarming to the ball. That was one thing that this group did last year. They had that just carefree type mentality with concerns to their bodies, and they threw their bodies around defensively. And that's what I believe good teams do, right? And that's the part of being physical defensively. Speed, violence to the football, throwing your body around offensively, like make defenses tackle you. Don't just assume that they really want to tackle you, right? Make them tackle you, because just like those hits might wear down a running back or a receiver, right? Those are still defensive backs and linebackers. Those are the same body types, right? So, and it kind of goes back to like nobody ever tackled Adrian Peterson. He just ran into you and you happened to get him on the ground, right? He attacked defenders, right? And so that's kind of how I see offensive, like make them tackle you, attack the defenders. And sometimes you never know, man, they might slide off of you and you might what was going to be a 10-yard gain might end up being a 30 or 40-yard run.
Dolphins 16-13. Winners in overtime over the Commanders for Washington. They're 3-8. That's six straight losses, and they suffered setbacks in seven of their last eight. Next time you hear from us, Logan will be back from Madrid with a tape breakdown coming up on Tuesday. Kedrick, always fun, man. Thanks for kicking it.
Appreciate it, Grant.
You got it, buddy. For Kedrick Olsen and our producer, Evan O'Brien, I'm Grant Paulson saying so long. One of these days, we're going to do one of these after a win. I swear it. It will happen again. I think that is allowed still. But it just hasn't happened for me and Kedrick very often this season. For our crew, Grant Paulson, saying so long, it's Take Command in the books after a Sunday setback at the hands of the Dolphins.
This is a Netsy holiday ad, but you won't hear any sleigh bells or classic carols. Instead, you'll hear something original. The sound of an Etsy holiday, which sounds like this. Now that's special. Want to hear it again? Get original and affordable gifts from small shops on Etsy. For gifts that say, I get you, shop Etsy. Tap the banner to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.